Congrats, ladies, on the doubleheader sweep. First, can both of you just talk about the emotions going through the day, competing against the Big Ten and then the Big East preseason favorites?
Yeah, I think we were really confident stepping into the box. Obviously, we went down in the first inning, and I think that like sparked a little fire underneath us, and we knew that we had to, you know, come back early for our pitchers. So I think our at-bats were really good today, really productive, and we were working well as a team.
And for you, Kylie?
Yeah, I think with both first innings, like getting home runs hit off of us, like it immediately just like put us into the like mind frame that like we had to get started now or else we can't fall too far behind. And I think the team really stepped up and we really showed them both the first innings that we're here to win.
And speaking of stepping up, especially in the first game, the first seven runs all came with two outs. Can you just talk about that mindset when you know there's two outs and you're trying to play an extra run? And I'll go with you, Brooke.
I think our team's really scrappy and we really work well together. And I think with two outs, we know that we try to be like as productive as possible, try to just keep passing the bat. I think our team's really good at passing the bat. And with two outs, I think everyone just dials it in a little bit more and really just focuses on just getting a base hit, doing what we need to do for the team, and don't try to make it bigger than it is.
And to add on to that, I feel like we do a really good job of like those first two outs aren't just like you're striking out here, you're striking out there. Like the productive outs, we're moving people into the positions that we need to score runs. So then when it gets to two outs, everyone's focused on their job and we're just trying to score as many runs as we can, which I think we did a really, really good job of today.
And Brooke, you mentioned how in both games, the visiting team struck first with the home run. Was anything said? Obviously, both pitchers have a lot of experience, but was anything said to them or they knew that you had their backs?
I think that I knew that we had their backs. I think that it relieves a lot of stress off our pitchers when we like fight back as quick as possible. And I think we did a good job of that today. And I know the pitchers have a lot of faith in us, like that we have a lot of faith in them. And I think we worked well together. I think that they knew we were going to step up in a big moment.
And Kylie, can you just talk about the emotions for you being a freshman on this year's team and now starting to get some more at-bats and come up with some clutch hits?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. I mean, it's definitely nerve-wracking, like especially like the first weekend, like you've never really played like against like these big teams and stuff. But really coming in today, I was super excited to get onto the field, and it's just a really good experience. We have so many like returning players that are ready to just kind of like put you on their back and like say like let's go, like we're gonna make this happen. And everyone's super supportive, and everyone's just like everyone wants you to succeed, and like the upperclassmen do a really good job like guiding us in the right direction. So I think it's great with how many returning players we had and how it just kind of heightens the level of play that we have.
And Brooke, I know I've been asking everyone, but obviously Lizzie Avery continues to really produce at the plate. You got to see her pitching most of the time last year, but what does it mean for the team to see her get the save and also produce an RBI and score a run?
Lizzie is the calmest hitter I've ever seen. She really knows how to not only keep everyone else calm around her, but she keeps the game light. She keeps it fun. And I think everyone has a lot of faith in her that she's just going to be productive in big moments. She doesn't make it bigger than it is. And I'm really impressed with her. Like, obviously, last year she was hitting like 1,000. Like, whenever she'd get put in, she'd do something productive. So I think it's cool that she's getting her moment now. And she's been really huge in big moments.
And then tomorrow, you're putting your 12-0 record on the line against Elon and then a top 10 team in Duke. Can both of you just talk about what's going with the team's mindset going into those two games tomorrow and the opportunity also to play against a top 10 team?
I think that we showed today that we're here to win. We're here to you know, prove people wrong. And I think everyone's really excited to play Duke and Elon. But I think we've already turned a lot of heads. We've already made a lot of people like know our name. And I think we're looking just for the upset against Duke, and obviously to keep the winning record against Elon too.
And I think looking from it kind of like coming in like as a freshman, like it's really cool the opportunity that like we've never been ranked coming in freshman year and like kind of putting that on the line against like a bigger team. And like everyone hears of like big names and like Duke's one of them. And it's really exciting to be able to kind of put ourselves out there and just kind of see what we're capable of. And yeah.
All right, thanks, ladies, and congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.